The Arizona Department of Corrections is celebrating 50 years as a state agency by hosting a family day today at the state prison in Douglas. A press release from ADC touted it as, quote, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, end quote, for family members of employees and the public to experience life behind the razor wire. After receiving backlash when the release was published in the Douglas Dispatch with promises of tours, free food, and inflatable jumping castles, ADC Director Charles Ryan defended the event as an educational opportunity. Ryan said the event helps families relate to the work environment of the corrections employees.
With an annual budget of more than $1 billion, the Department of Corrections is one of the largest agencies in Arizona. There are currently more than 47,000 people in state prisons. Recent studies have shown Arizona has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the nation. To get a better sense of how the Department of Corrections impacts those who come into contact with the agency, KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins spoke with Vicky Campo, whose son Dustin spent 5 years in state prison.
When my son was a senior in college, he had sex with a young high school girl. I don't condone his behavior, but it thrust us into the justice system in such a way that that we still have not a decade later recovered from. He was facing 11 counts of dangerous crimes against children, even though there was only one act, because in the state of Arizona, the way they charge for these crimes is if you touch her breast, it's one charge. If you touch her buttocks, it's two, so on and so forth. And so he ended up taking a plea and served 5 years in prison.
Okay. So during that time, you know, we hear a lot about programming for people that are incarcerated. What kinds of training or programming did your son Dustin have access to? Is there any incentive for people to take advantage of it while they're there?
He really didn't receive much programming at all. There's about a 3-year wait for jobs that pay less than $1 an hour. And because he was only sentenced to 5 years, he'd already served 8 months in the county jail. It really didn't make sense for him to wait for one of those jobs. The good jobs, like that would teach you real life skills like welding and that sort of thing, are much more difficult to get and usually go to the inmates that have a much longer sentence than my son. I paid out of pocket for my son to go to a community college to take some classes by mail. I mean, we were very fortunate to have means, but most people don't.
You talked about some of the costs, but you know, what are the other costs, like the daily, the monthly, besides the obvious mental and emotional duress? But you know, I'm talking about some of the actual things that come out of a family member's pocket to support a loved one that is in prison.
When Dustin was in prison, it cost me out of pocket about $300 a month. That was to put money on his books so he could purchase items from the commissary. They give you one pair of shoes. They, you know, one set of clothing, and so he needed to switch that out. There were the phone calls, exorbitant amounts of phone calls. And it was very important for me to stay in touch with Dustin when he was in prison. I was there every single weekend for 5 years because I didn't want him to forget who he was. I did not want his life to be defined by this one act. But that was an hour each way to drive to visit him. And then there are the vending machines that you have to bring quarters so you can eat lunch out of the vending machines. All of these things are costly and can be very prohibitive to families who don't have means. And then once their loved one is incarcerated, you know, these are often the breadwinners of the family. And so not only are we as taxpayers paying for those people to be imprisoned, but we're also paying for their families to subsidize their income in terms of cash assistance, food stamps, education, all of those costs. I really don't know how people without a solid foundation make it.
Yeah. So if the point is to separate offenders and rehabilitate them and then successfully reintroduce them into society, is it working? Is that what you think happened with your son?
No. In fact, my son was a senior in college at the time of his arrest, and now he can't find a job. He cannot work in construction because of a back injury. And so the only work he can get is phone sales. He's very intelligent, very bright child, his therapist says that he's underemployed, and I completely agree. But we find that he gets these jobs. They want to promote him, but once somebody in HR gets wind of his felony, he's dismissed and is back at the job search again.
And the sentence really isn't over, especially for someone charged with a sex crime, right? I mean, how will the stigma of ADC follow him?
Yeah, once people, especially sex offenders, pay their debt to society, their punishment is not over. For sex offenders, there's a mandatory lifetime probation in almost every case. The terms are so stringent. Dustin cannot see his daughter. He can't use the internet. He can't even own a computer or a smartphone. Imagine daily life without those things. He can't see his daughter, can't travel outside the state. And so those restrictions make it very difficult for him. In addition, there's the sex offender registry. He's fortunate to be assessed at a low risk, but people who have flyers circulated throughout their neighborhood are constantly harassed. And ironically, those things don't make us any safer. 95% of sex crimes are committed by people not on the registry. You should really be much more concerned about people that you know in your circle, because that's really where they come from.
So knowing what you know now, having a family member being in this system for 5 years, what would you say to Charles Ryan and the people at ADC who run things? If you could suggest one thing that you have observed that would improve upon this very powerful state institution.
These are people, and their lives are not disposable. These are people that could be contributing to our communities, and we are destroying their lives. Have mercy.
That was KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins speaking with Vicky Campo about the challenges families face when a loved one goes to prison. The Arizona Department of Corrections was established as a state agency 50 years ago.